Bank of Cardiff, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy. This is Andy from New Era Lending. How's it going today?
Oh, it's going all right. How are you, Andy?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. So, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
If possible.
Sure.
So, we were speaking last week to Grant, and he said you and him would be actually handling files equally. You would know his files and vice versa.
Right.
So we're actually just trying to follow up and see what's going on with the deal East Sky PC. Grant had asked us if he can possibly shorten the terms, but he actually never got back to us, and I was just curious to know, did you guys need contracts on that? Did you not?
Sure. But I can probably provide you with an update. Grant is out of the office until Wednesday. So if you do need anything on any approvals, you can feel free to reach out to me in his absence. Let me go ahead and take a look at that deal in particular. It is one that Grant was working on. So just give me 1 second to pull up the information. Okay. So the question Grant had was about shortening the term here.
Yeah.
I see that.
Oh,
go ahead.
Sorry, what was that?
I was just going to say, I see what the current approval is, and it looks like it's around 5 months, 5.7 months. Okay.
Actually, what he said was, he said that as a company, you guys don't take part of long-term deals, but you do take part or syndicate on shorter-term deals. And as a result, he was curious to know if you guys had the option to shorten it and then take a part of the deal.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, because yeah, it is preferable, in the case that we are in a second position, that the customer is offered a shorter term, just because that gives us a little less risk if we were to syndicate over a short term. So are you able to shorten the term here, or is it going to be as is?
Sure. No. So it's very simple. You know, to be competitive in this industry, one thing we learned is as follows. Number one, you have to give it a good, aggressive, and long-term offer. Now, if as a ISO, you guys, or, you know, as a syndicating partner, you feel, you know, good enough relationship with the merchant, we can get it closed at, like, 90 days, and then we'll also take a piece of it. By all means, we're never going to stop.
I mean, okay.
Then, you know, however, if you guys said, hey, we're making the contracts at 30K, I mean, we may have an issue, because 30K was not the approval.
Understood.
But, wanting to take it down to 110, 100, you know, we'll never stop that from happening. And, you know, we just want to know, like, you know, if you guys feel you have that ability, by all means. The bigger challenge is that other funding companies, if they were sent somewhere else, can give you 100, 120, 130 days on the file. And we're
mm-hmm.
just trying to do our best to be competitive with it.
Sure, I understand.
So you can always shorten a term. Always, always feel free to shorten a term.
Okay, excellent. At this point, we do have a few approvals on the table. Looks like you guys have the largest approval over 5.7 months. However, the customer is also approved at IBIS for $20,500 over a six-month term. So I do see your term being competitive, especially having the larger loan amount as well. I guess right now what I'm waiting on is just trying to see which approval the rep is going to be selling. But it's good to know that we can definitely decrease the term if we end up selling this approval.
Well, I mean, if also he needs to make it a flat 25 to get it closed, you guys can always ask us. I can talk to the underwriters. I mean, you know, it seems like we already have the other offer beat at, you know, $2,500 higher. You know,
exactly.
You know, if you guys ever have any questions, yeah, I actually, you know, never actually spoke to you. I spoke to Grant through this entire process.
Okay.
But I just want to let you know, let's say you do need it a little bit longer, you know, a little bit of a bump up, we always want to know what we are either up against or what it may take to get it closed, and we want to see if we can, you know, actually do that for you guys.
Sure.
Always want to try to be able to float every deal possible with
Okay.
more
Awesome. I
ISOs. So I'm
appreciate
not
you.
sure if you were told this.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying I'm not sure if you were told this, but you always do have access to either Leah or myself. You can always call us with any questions. We are on the East Coast, so we do leave a bit early for your time zone. However, if you do ever have any questions during the day, always feel free to reach out to us. If we can't take the call, then we will call you back within a matter of minutes.
Okay, excellent. Andy, can I have your number just because, this is the first time I'm getting introduced to you and I'd like to have it in case I do need to reach out to you in the future on any newer approvals.
I'm actually going to do you one better. I'm going to take your email address, which I have here. I'm going to send you an email with all of my contact info, and I'm also going to include Leah. I'm going to
Okay.
copy her as well.
Perfect.
And that way, if you ever have any questions, please feel free to reach us. We will definitely do our best to make sure we can get you answers on any questions or concerns you have.
Okay.
Okay?
Awesome. I really appreciate that and it was great to speak with you today. I'll give you any updates that are required to move forward here, but it looks like the rep just has to get in touch with the customer and just, do the sale and see what we're able to get them at this time.
Okay, no problems. We probably will follow up every few days just to see if we need to keep the file open, close it. Approvals sometimes do change. If this is going to get past the first week of August, they're going to skip you from month to date. Just know the way our underwriters work, so I just want to see if we can, expedite any, contract requests or anything else, before we get to, before we take you.
Okay. Understood here. So with the approval,
You
you.
didn't get my email. I'm sorry?
Oh, I did receive your email right here. So it has your signature as well as Leah's signature there. So I know to reach out to you guys. Just to confirm, you guys don't have any origination fees, or
We
do
have a
you?
bank fee. That's it. We do not charge any processing fees. We have the simple one-time bank fee per deal. If
Okay.
you guys want to put a PSS on a contract, we do offer that, option to you. However, there is a 75-25 split with the house where you get 75% of it. With a bank fee, our department at New Era does not charge any PSS or origination fees, just the standard ACH process.
Okay, and what was that fee again? The ACH processing fee?
It ranges. You know what? I can see if I can have a copy sent to you. To 5,000 is a fee of $299. 5,000 to 10,000, $399.
Thank
10,000 to 20, $499. But you know what? Here's I'm actually going to ask Leah if she has a moment to send you a copy of that. That way you can have it for your reference as well.
Okay. Great. Yeah, those are always just the things we like to understand with new lenders is, what fees might be applicable to the approvals issued here and that, we are able to communicate that to the rep selling the deal. So I'll make sure to include those notes since I get the email from Leah.
And just out of curiosity, did you have any questions? Because I apologize. It seems like I cut you off before. I'm really good at that. I'm not sure if you
No. I don't think I have any other questions for the time being. I think that we'll definitely continue to submit to you and see where it goes from here. I know that Grant just added you not too long ago, so we haven't had a whole lot of
No, we've only received four files from you guys, so we're kind of pretty much, I guess, in the infancy stage of whatever we will be building here as as a team. So definitely, hopefully we can build that, take it to the next level, go ahead doing a lot of business together. But like I said, any questions or concerns you have regarding any files, always feel free to reach out to us. We're here Pacific Eastern, and on Fridays we're here till somewhere between 2 and 4, depending on the time of year.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much, Andy.
No problems. No problems. I'm actually going to go talk to Leah, where I'm going to try to have her send it over to you.
Okay. All right. Well, it was great meeting you virtually, and I'll be speaking to you again later. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.